Emergency Landing. Donna figuratively and literally flies to Ted's family home. Her taxi pulls up outside its grand exterior. She rings the bell. No answer. A lesser stewardess would have drawn stumps for the day, headed back to the pavilion, and surmised that this reconciliation was just not meant to be. Not Donna Jensen. She has the tenacity of the mountain goat. With the boldness only low BMI can bring, she opens the door, technically trespass, to find Ted's grandmother. Donna confides in her. She confesses that she messed up. She thought Paris First Class International would make her happy, but it didn't. Ted makes her happy. In short, she bloody loves Ted. She tries to cry for a short while, but nothing comes. Then a thought that triggers a rueful smile. "You haven't heard a single word I've said, have you?" she says. The deaf seeding of this ancient woman's near-deafness pays a kind of dramatic dividends for which Arthur Miller would have killed. "I did," Ted says, descending the stairs. How apposite that Donna should meet Ted on the stairs, a place of transition. Ted is neither on ground level nor in the stratosphere. He's on the stairs. In this moment, he represents a third way, a life that can balance career and family, a synthesis. Donna reiterates both her love and her willingness to be Cleveland-based. He asks, how on earth could any woman be happy in Cleveland? "Because you're in Cleveland," she fires back, like the loveliest machine gun in the world. Is there anything more romantic than someone's willingness to remain in a place that is demonstrably unsatisfactory? Donna bends down to kiss Ted. The camera tracks back, and we hear Donna's final assessment of her journey. Life is a series of arrivals and departures, but I learnt that there is more than one way to spread your wings. As if to answer the question, how exactly? We join Donna in the cockpit of an aeroplane. Her new role? Pilot. She turns and winks to camera. Echoes of Hanukkah's funny games? Why or how or when she became a pilot is not the concern of the film at this point, nor is it a concern of ours. The film has flown by, and we're thrust into an artfully edited bloopers reel, capped off by an extended dance routine to the song We Are Family. But with the word family replaced by royalty, a sly reference to Royalty Airlines. Eerily, Donna is dancing with Christine, who by this point has been unmasked as a liar and a thief. When we last saw these two characters, they were literally wrestling on the floor in an unbending attitude of mutual recrimination. To see them thus reunited is quite shocking, like a more celebratory iteration of John Travolta's temporal resurrection at the end of Quentin Tarantino's laboured Pulp Fiction. But maybe we're watching not Donna and Christine, but the actresses Gwyneth Paltrow and Christina Applegate. Could this be a Godardian moment of extra-narrative exuberance? It is tempting to speculate, but only Barreto and his gifted creative team know the answer to that one. All we know is that something we never thought possible has occurred. The film ends.